update from Tom Fitton's desk. Judicial Watch sues Secret Service for records detailing security costs for Obama daughter's spring break trip to Mexico. This is interesting. We got to sue these guys through the Freedom of Information Act to obtain the relevant records, which by law they're supposed to release, which they're stonewalling on. So it's illegal for them not to release these records. And it's just unbelievable because the cost of this this little junket down there to Mexico and by the time you get through adding up all of these numbers, it's unbelievable what they're spending on these guys just having little vacations here and there. I mean, contrary to federal law, the Obama administration is simply ignoring these FOIA requests. So anyway, let's go to a break and we'll come back and we'll finish the story.
All right, this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep. I thought that piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or, ooh, the grilled southwestern steak salad? It's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious, manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps, specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Internet back. You can tell that we've got music now.
Yay!
Yay! We're all up and running, I think. Hopefully, knock on wood here and everything's good. So we're back in the saddle. So
yeah, just to let people know in the chat room, you have to advance it. It won't do it on its own still. So,
Yeah, that's a big flaw. I hate it, but it works, I guess, as long as you remember to scroll down. So, let's go back to the story here that I was on with the, junkets and so forth, the national secret, what Obama's daughter's vacations cost. You know, this lawsuit, new lawsuit filed by Judicial Watch, which is a government watchdog organization based in Washington. You know, let's see, press reports that the trip for then 13-year-old, dozens of friends and estimated 25 Secret Service agents, were erased on, these reports were erased from the web on orders from the White House.
Imagine that.
Transparency.
Yeah. All the way across the board.
Transparency. So, you know, for example, they got some numbers in here. Let's see. An organization said it discovered in February of 2012, weekend vacations in Aspen, Colorado for Michelle and her two daughters included Secret Service costs of $49,000. Then we have another trip to Spain, at least $467,000. We've got Africa, $424,000. You know, this starts adding up after a while. You know, they got 25 Secret Service agents following them around, making sure they're safe. And while the rest of this, does this remind you a little bit of a let them eat cake kind of a thing?
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, just let them eat cake. You know, whatever. We're going to Spain. Yeah. Doesn't really matter how much we're spending while the rest of us are dying on the vine. But of course, if you guys all believe that we're in recovery. Yeah.
What? Yeah, sure.
Boy. Okay. Let's move on to the next one. Okay. I want to cover these quick because we lost the internet at first. Cyber attacks on U.S. Banks. This comes from Bloomberg. Exposed computer vulnerability. I've been saying this all along. You're going to, one of these Fridays, we're going to have a bank emergency computer problem, and all of a sudden you're not going to be able to get to your bank accounts.
Yeah, and no money. Sorry, folks.
Yeah, and they've done this before. The thing that I don't like about this one is that now they're going to try to blame it on, and who knows whether they're right or wrong. I'm just so skeptical at this point. They're going to try to blame it on Iran.
It's like, oh, really?
Really? So the, you know, Iran is doing this now. It couldn't be that the banks are totally insolvent. Anyway, you know, everybody on the internet that's in the know on this stuff is calling them zombie banks because the only thing keeping them afloat is that they're falsifying their balance sheets. So
yeah, they just keep hitting the zero button on their computers.
It's just unbelievable. So anyway, that's that one. And anything else that we want to cover here before we get started? Blah blah blah. Let's see. Bloomberg, we covered that. Tom Fitton. Oh, we're going to have our guest Michael Connolly, and his website, you can go if you want to get some information on him, is michaelconnolly.jigsy.com. That's michaelconnolly.jigsy.com. So michaelconnolly.jigsy.com. And okay, so do we get him on the phone yet?
No, Rachel's left a room, so I think I'll step out and see if I can connect up with him.
Okay.
Maybe you could go over exactly
what else we got here
about him.
Oh, okay. So let's see. So we're going to cover a bunch of stuff here. We've got things, okay, the Obama bots. Okay, well, Linda's getting him on the phone. So now we're going to talk about how we got the name Obama bots here a little bit from the media. Because it's funny, we watched anybody see that clip out there this week of the mad phone woman from that was campaigning for Obama in Ohio, I believe it was, someplace back there where... well, we got to vote for Obama because he's giving us all free cell phones. And, you know, it doesn't matter if he turns into Mao Zedong or not. I got a free cell phone.
I got to see. Yeah. All is great.
It doesn't matter that we've doubled the debt. It doesn't matter that we're spending ourselves into poverty. It doesn't matter that they're taking weekend junkins and, you know, worldwide vacations every other day.
That doesn't matter. When are you going to get with it?
As long as I get a free cell phone, hey, I'm in. What can I say?
Well, and he has Obama stash, remember. You know, his stash of money.
Yeah, where'd you get the money? Obama, the mental, attitude, the psyche, the lack of brain cells is so apparent at that point that it's like, what, really? So all that matters is that you get a cell phone, so you're not getting your boat bought, you know, either, and you think that everybody in America should be paying for cell phones for people who can't afford them, and in the meantime, all of our jobs are being shipped overseas, our debt is doubled, we could go on and on
It doesn't end.
It doesn't end, and yet you'll still vote for Obama because...
You got a cell phone.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I don't know.
Okay, and with that, I believe we have our guest on the line. Michael Connolly has served this country. He was in the U.S. Army. He is a retired attorney, and he has written several books. He's a freelance writer and a teacher of the Constitution and different things having to do with our America. Are you there, Michael?
I'm here.
How are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing very good.
First of all, I want to thank you for serving our country. We take great pride in you, veterans.
Well, I appreciate that. I got two sons in the Army. The oldest boy is a major who's had 6 combat tours already.
Wow.
The youngest is a Black Hawk pilot, so it runs in the family.
Wow.
Well, thank them for their service, too. We thank all of them. So can you give us a little bit more background, Michael, about yourself and what you've done and where you're headed?
Well, I practiced law for 27 years in Louisiana, and my specialty was constitutional law. I did other things, but I did a lot of constitutional work. And I retired back in 2000 and moved to Dallas, Texas, but I've been lured out of retirement recently. I have a blog on the Constitution. I have my own talk radio show on the Constitution. I've written a booklet on the Constitution recently. And the U.S. Justice Foundation, who I've worked with for years, has lured me out of retirement. I'm reactivating my law license so I can get more involved in handling federal court cases on the Constitution. We specialize in representing people who have their constitutional rights being taken away by the government, and they can't afford an attorney. So we come in and we represent them, and we try to work with them and protect constitutional rights in this country, which is a big task these days because we have a president of the United States who doesn't believe in the Constitution, and we have members of Congress that don't believe in the Constitution.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
We're under massive attack here and as far as our constitutional rights. Every aspect of it, the balance of powers is being destroyed, the authority of the presidency is being exceeded on a daily basis.
The fact that he's even there is a real thorn in my side. I mean, the Democrats in a court action, I believe it was in Kentucky this last week or so, actually admitted that he's not eligible to be the president under Article 2, Section 1, because both parents were supposed to be natural born citizens. They said it didn't matter because he was elected.
Right, exactly. And well, they're saying the Constitution doesn't matter.
Right.
The courts are saying the same thing. I mean, that bizarre ruling that came out of the Supreme Court on Obamacare. I wrote back in August 2009 after I'd read the first bill, 1,100 pages worth. I said then that it was unconstitutional, and also said that this was not a tax, this was a penalty, and they were calling it a tax because they wanted to avoid the provisions of the Fifth Amendment involving due process of law. And then the Supreme Court comes out and rules it's a tax. Now there's a suit challenging that because of the fact that any tax under the Constitution, any tax bill has to originate in the House.
Right.
And the final bill actually originated in the Senate.
Right.
So we have another constitutional problem based on the court's own ruling.
Right. I think that's what Roberts might have been thinking, I hope, because otherwise he's in the tank, in my opinion, because if he's doing it to get it kicked back and have it challenged as a tax, personally, I think we need to get rid of the 16th Amendment anyway and go back to the Founding Fathers' idea that no direct tax on the people should not be levied at all. It was all supposed to be apportioned among the states originally. We changed that in 1913 when we got the Federal Reserve Bank as well, and I think that's where we've been going downhill ever since myself.
Well, I agree. And it's the Constitution has just been eroded over the years. The Republicans and Democrats are all responsible for it.
I agree.
Nothing has happened as bad as what's been happening under Obama. I mean, we basically have a president of the United States who, under Article 2 of the Constitution, his duties are specific.
Right.
He is supposed to enforce the laws passed by Congress. That's what it says. It doesn't say that he can pick and choose which ones to enforce, which he's doing. For example, he doesn't enforce the immigration laws. And it certainly doesn't say that he can make laws on his own. Yet we're seeing one executive order after another coming out of the White House in which he's doing just that. He's making the laws himself. Well, and nobody in Congress is doing anything about it.
I think what you're saying on a slow erosion is exactly right, because what people don't understand is that the more that you give government over time, you know, of that slow erosion, well, for a while there, it's okay because you might not have anybody that steps in that's a real problem. Now, all of a sudden, we've got an opportunist that steps into the slot. Now you've got a real problem because the guy's going off the deep end, with a dictatorial type of an attitude.
Well, that's exactly what he has. I mean, he considers himself a dictator. And my fear is that if he is reelected president of the United States, then the people of this country have committed national suicide.
They
will never see a free election in this country, and that the Constitution will just be consigned to the trash bin.
My big fear, is that Romney might follow his footsteps. I think, don't get me wrong, we got to get rid of Obama, don't get me wrong. But I also think that we need to start stepping up the pressure across the board on the Republicans and the Democrats on both sides, because if we don't, it's like you said before, the Republicans have been just as responsible and kind of in cahoots there at the upper levels. So we need to, get him out of there, but then we need to just, turn up the fire is what we got to do.
Well, we have to do that not just at the federal level, but the state and local level, too.
Absolutely.
I mean,
yes.
we see our school boards being taken over by the so-called progressives, and children are not allowed to even mention the name of God in school anymore, but they're being taught basically communist principles. They don't know anything about the Constitution. They're not being taught about the Constitution. And this booklet that I wrote, where I take the original Constitution, print every article and every section, every amendment, just as it was originally written, and then I put my comments in there. And I had a couple of college graduates recently, PhDs actually, tell me that they read the booklet, and that was the first time that they found out that the words separation of church and state are not in the Constitution.
No, absolutely.
They said they were taught that it was. And that's what our kids are being taught. They're being taught the wrong thing. They're being taught revisionist history, and they're not being taught about the Constitution at all. And like I keep saying in my blog and on my show, if people don't know about the Constitution, if they don't know about their rights, they're not going to recognize when they're losing them until it's too late.
Well, and the media has been complicit in this, because you look at, Bill of Rights, number one, free speech and freedom of religion. They try to twist that into church and state separation. That's a letter from Thomas Jefferson. And so there's so many other issues where the media just comes in and, we're democracy. No, we're not. We're a republic. So anyway,
we have to go to a break. Michael, so hang on. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free? Working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers, and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 and make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com. Your old electronics and appliances will be gone for free.
Hey, who are you? Oh, Dadu, the Ducky Derby Duck. Yeah, I'm going to tell him about it. Reading East Rotary announcing that Ducky Derby tickets are now available. Get your ducks by calling Duck Central at 225-8583. Purchase from any Reading East Rotarian member or from any of the schools or youth groups. No, I didn't say the price. They're only $5. Thanks for reminding me. Okay, cool. So, let's see. What else? Oh, yeah, the prizes? Sure. This year's prizes include a 7x10 Sheriff's Kids Playhouse donated by Meeks Lumber and Hardware, a giant Giants Weekend donated by Inner West Insurance Services, diamond pendant from Devon's Jewelers, and 2 tablet computers from Advanced Concepts. Oh, my goodness, I didn't even say when it is. Sunday, September 30th in Caldwell Park, featuring North Valley Art League's Arts and Crafts Fair, entertainment, and the Rats to Riches Car Show, plus the duck drop at 1 p.m. Hey, did I ever tell you the one about the duck who goes into a pharmacy to get some chapstick? He says I'll just put it on my bill.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Back on a rough road, riding high through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning further from my home. Young like a new moon rising, fierce.
Boy, if that doesn't send a shiver up the back of your spine, you're not an American. I ain't not kidding.
I got to agree with that. And we were born free, but we're losing that.
I'm going to die free if I have to.
One way or another.
Yeah, there you have it. You know, give me liberty, give me death type thing. Anyway, let's get back to our caller and our guests. Michael, you there?
I'm here.
Very good, very good. I hope you don't mind the little rhetoric there. We kind of go off on the music around here.
Not at all.
Anyway, where were we? We were at talking about the First Amendment, the church and state, also the fact that, you know, the media has twisted this into a democracy as opposed to a republic, those type of things.
Well, I refer to the mainstream media these days as people who graduated the Joseph Goebbels School of Journalism.
I like to call them the prostitutes.
Yeah, that's a good phrase too. They are in the tank for Obama. I mean, NBC, they actually get their marching orders every day from the White House.
Yeah.
They have a conference call and they are told what to report and what not to report and how to spin it.
They're on the payroll.
In favor of Obama.
They're on the payroll. They've also been receiving money.
Mm-hmm. They've been receiving money. And then the New York Times even admitted recently in an article that the print media, when they interview anybody in the administration, they have to submit the column they write about that interview to the White House to be edited and to be read and redone, as a matter of fact, before they can print it.
Yeah.
I mean, that is something that the founding fathers were absolutely opposed to. That was why they set up a free press. That's why they put it in the Constitution. They wanted the press to be the watchdog. They wanted the press to defend the people against government excesses. Instead, we have a national news media, mainstream media, that is in tank for Obama. They want the same thing he does. They want to destroy this country. And they're going right full speed ahead with it.
Well, what they like to do is they keep us focused on all of these social issues instead of the real problem, which is government overreach, not following the Constitution, and our national debt and our economic solvency, because that, in my opinion, is catching up faster. I mean, if we make it to elections here without this thing imploding, it's not going to be long after that when all these things kick in at the first of the year where this thing's going to fall apart no matter who's in there at this point. So that's my fear, is that they're going to try to take advantage of that implosion financially and try to convert us into some kind of a communist state.
I see that coming. And I mean, the sequestration that's coming up that's going to virtually destroy our military and cause so many economic problems. I mean, can you imagine we're going to have about 1 million soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen put on the street looking for jobs in an economy where there are jobs? And they're going to do this. Obama, let's face it, he hates the military. He always has. He wants to destroy it. One of the things, years ago I read a book called Mein Kampf, which, of course, was Adolf Hitler's book that he wrote when he was in prison. And he outlined how he was going to take over Germany and turn it into a dictatorship. I think Obama has that on his bedside table in the White House because he's following the pattern. The first thing, for example, that was done by Hitler when he became chancellor was to take over the healthcare system in the country.
Yep.
He figured if you control healthcare, you could control the people. Then he tried to destroy the military and rebuild it in his own image, which he did, by getting rid of the officers and the leaders of the military who were not upholding, you know, not for Adolf Hitler.
We're not in lockstep.
They had taken, you know, they'd taken an oath to defend their country, not to defend Hitler. And here recently Obama makes a statement that he thanks the men and women in the military for fighting for him. I didn't take an oath of office to fight for any president.
Well, we have
to remember the sequestration that's coming in, that was put in place by the Republicans and the Democrats. They both voted for it.
Yep.
And I said it was unconstitutional when it happened. And I still believe it's unconstitutional, but now they don't seem willing to do anything about it.
Well, it's hard not to think they're not in cahoots up there, especially you look at the raising of the debt ceiling. Also, if you look at the Republican and the Democratic National Conventions on the rule changes, and then Boehner being caught reading from the teleprompter on taking the vote, you know, it was already scripted and changing it so that the grassroots can't get involved anymore. Under the rules that are in place now, Ronald Reagan couldn't get elected. elected. So it's across the board, I think. And I think the people are just going to have to rise up, in my opinion, and just say no at some point. You know, not
Enough's enough. Not
necessarily violently, but just say, hey, we're not compliant anymore. You know, whether it's not paying your taxes, you name it. I mean, I hate to go too far with that, but at the same time, where do we stop these guys?
Well, I think that the first thing that has to happen, and there are already rumblings of it happening, particularly here in Texas, we've forgotten about the 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment to the Constitution reserves any powers that are not given to the federal government specifically are reserved to the people and to the states. I think the states need to rise up. And here, for example, in Texas, the EPA has put in to play cap and trade, a bill that would, the Senate would not pass, and therefore Obama decided he's going to do it himself, and he has the EPA start putting regulations on coal-fired utility plants. And basically the state of Texas has said, no, we're not going to enforce those regulations. We're not going to allow the federal government to come in here and enforce it. I see more and more states saying that they're not going to enforce provisions of Obamacare.
Right.
I think that needs to be the first step. People need to get their state legislatures and their local governments to rise up and say no to the federal government.
I totally agree. At the local level, I think that's where it starts, and then you expand out from there. That was the power that the founding fathers gave in the local community, and our sheriffs need to get on board.
Yeah, we have a lot of sheriffs out here. I don't know there in Texas, Michael, but that are getting on board, constitutional sheriffs, and they've got a lot of power that can help us.
Right.
With standing up against the government.
And I think they got to quit taking these bribes, if you will, from the federal government on their pet project programs. You know, for example, drugs. Okay, anybody in their right mind is not for drugs, but I think there are bigger issues right now than having the federal government fund drug enforcement programs. I think what we need to do is quit taking federal money across the board, period, so we have independent sheriffs and so that they react to the people's needs and wants, not the federal government's needs and wants.
I think that's exactly correct, and sheriffs are a very important part of what's happening. We see that in Arizona, for example.
Yep.
And Sheriff Joe out there is doing a magnificent job, and we have other sheriffs in Arizona doing the same thing. They're going to enforce the immigration law, and regardless of what Obama and Eric Holder have to say. And Eric Holder, as far as I'm concerned, is a criminal.
Absolutely.
The man should be indicted, put into jail.
I don't know why he hasn't been yet, because considering this Fast and Furious thing, you know, they've act like they've cleared him in the media, but not according to the guys over there at the too many Ackerman ends here, but Jay Sekulow over there, who's been prosecuting that, and Daryl Issa, I believe, is involved in that. And they're still trying to get the documents out of this guy, and I think it's going to implicate a lot more people at a higher level when they get them.
Well, I think it will. It's going to implicate a lot of people. But if we look, I've written two articles in my blog in the last year or so about impeachable offenses committed by Obama. And the main thing that he's done, when you take all the things he's done that are violations of the Constitution, he is daily breaking his oath of office. He took an oath of office similar to what I took as an Army officer, to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Now, all federal employees, whether they're elected or appointed, have to take this same oath, and so do state and local officials. There's a federal statute, very few people know this, that actually makes it a criminal offense to violate that oath of office. You can be put in jail for a year and fined up to $10,000. It says if you violate the Constitution, if you do something to harm the Constitution, you're violating your oath of office. Somebody out there, a local official, a local DA, because it's not going to happen to the U.S. Attorney's offices, somebody needs to step up and file criminal charges against Eric Holder, against Obama, against Harry Reid, against Nancy Pelosi, against anybody who is violating their oath of office. And let's just bring this to court and see what happens.
I agree. Get them in front of a jury trial. You know, it's just like this whole thing this last week or so with the terrorist thing in Libya. I mean, how criminal is that, where they're hiding the evidence to show that this was a 9/11 terrorist plot that they had advanced warning of? And look what happened. They threw our ambassador to the wolves.
They did, and people don't realize that on 9/11 there were a lot more attacks. In Afghanistan, we had the worst, it was almost like a Tet Offensive back in Vietnam. We had the worst attacks yet in Afghanistan. We lost some major parts of our Air Force on the ground from an attack by the Taliban.
Wow.
And that has not been reported at all.
No.
We had dead Marines there. We had a lot of people killed. And, you know, the soldiers over there, our people have just been forgotten by the news media, by the population in general. They're still fighting a war.
Yeah.
And when I sent my sons off to war after 9/11, somebody told me, they said, yeah, your sons are going to war. The men and women in the military are going to war. And the rest of America is going to the mall.
I tell you, I gotta agree. It's dumbed down. Well, that should be all over the news. And the thing is, it's all about the election. That's what's going on right now. It's cover up, do anything, make it look good, we're in recovery, life is good, here's your phone, just vote for me. That's what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the election is going forward with the national news media, being a propaganda organ for Obama. I mean, you know, and then you've got Eric Holder running around trying to keep the military from voting. The estimates are that in 2010, because Eric Holder told the states they did not have to comply with federal law and get absentee ballots out to the military like 60 days in advance, I mean, he flat told the states, we're not going to enforce that law.
But okay, Michael.
30% of the ballots were counted.
Hold that. Yes. We'll pick that up on the other side. We have to go to a break, unfortunately. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Walking down this rocky road, wondering where my life is leading, rolling on to the bitter end. Finding out along the way what it takes to keep love living, you should know.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
It may seem hard to believe, but cold and flu season is just about here. Pulse Urgent Care suggests that you don't wait until it's too late. Flu shots are available now at Pulse, and they're only $28. Call 722-1111 and ask about the flu vaccine. Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Come into their newly expanded facility anytime, 7 days a week from 10 till 8. Or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare is exempted. Pulse Urgent Care says, if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep. I thought that piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or ooh, the grilled southwestern steak salad? It's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps, specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Guys that used to be Miami Vice fans, you probably recognize that song. That was Glenn Frey,
yeah.
You Belong to the City. Yeah, we're back. We've really been enjoying our guest, Michael Conley.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, it's hard to find people that are completely on the same wavelength, but I think we found one. How you doing out there, Mike?
I'm doing great.
Hey, before we went to the break, we were talking about, you know, getting the ballots over to the military. I just wanted to let you know that here in Shasta County, we've stepped that up. We've been holding the county clerk feet to the fire about getting our ballots overseas to our men and women.
Good. That's what people need to do nationwide, because as I was saying, in 2010, only about 30% of the ballots were actually counted for that were cast by the military, or 30% got to vote. A lot of them never even got ballots. And Eric Holder has told the states basically the same thing this time. They're not going to enforce the law. They're not going to push it to happen. And then they supposedly, under the law, have supposed to have set up these voting offices on each military base. This was passed by the Congress. This was supposed to have been done months ago. And here we are, just before the election, a little over a month away, and only half of the bases have these voting offices set up to help the military.
These guys will do. I'm sorry, I was going to say these guys will do anything to skew this election. I mean, you know, here's our men in uniform over there fighting, and then they don't even want them to vote. I mean, they talk all this crap about how, you know, they're for this and for that, but they stab these guys in the back at every turn.
Exactly. And, you know, and then Eric Holder has turned around and has attacked states like Texas for putting a voter ID law out.
Yep.
I mean, you have to have a picture ID to open a bank account. You have to have a picture ID to get on board an airplane. But all of a sudden, the states are wrong when we try to purge our voting rolls of illegals and people who are dead and basically make this a free election. Eric Holder is opposing that, not just in Texas, but all across the country where it's happening. And we have to understand that a lot of Obama's constituency are dead people. I mean, they have thousands of people registered to vote that are physically dead. And unfortunately, he has a lot of constituency that are dead mentally too.
Well, you know, the last election, Mickey Mouse was voting, and Acorn was instrumental in all that. Now, Acorn has morphed into some other organization, and they're under the radar now. And we need to probably do a little investigative reporting on that and figure out what their name is, and maybe do another one of the James O'Keefe things on these guys, because you know, I would suspect at this point those guys are out there still doing it.
Oh, they are. They've actually morphed into about a dozen different organizations, all loosely knit, but all working together to do the same thing. And, I mean, the entire Dallas Cowboy football team was registered to vote in Nevada last 2010.
Jeez.
May still be registered for all we know.
Oh, there's no voter fraud out there. Come on.
There's no problem here, folks.
Yeah, we're in recovery. It's unbelievable. You got to be a moron to believe this stuff.
Well, he also had Eric Holder turn the new Black Panther Party loose on us.
Well, Shabazz, I mean, what his name is? Yeah, go ahead.
Open voter intimidation in 2008, and these people were not prosecuted for it. They were given the opportunity to walk, so we can expect that type of thing, I'm afraid, in this upcoming election.
Yeah, the only people that can do voter fraud are white people at this point.
That's exactly it. The interesting thing about that suit in Pennsylvania, where the district judge, ruled that the voter ID law was fine, it was not a problem. There, the plaintiff was a 93-year-old black woman, and supposedly this was going to be an undue hardship on her. She could not find a place where she could get a picture ID. Well, the day after the ruling, she went down to a local office, state office, and was there for 5 minutes and walked out with a picture ID.
Unbelievable. Well, maybe you can cover what you're currently working on with the U.S. JF right now. I don't know if you have anything in the hopper here, but or you can talk about it, but are you working on anything currently that you could tell us about?
Well, we are working on several issues. Primarily, we're working on the First Amendment issues involving the president and saying that under Obamacare, people have to give up their religious beliefs and do what they're told. The Catholic Church, there's a school in Louisiana, for example, a college that's a very Baptist institution, and they are very upset about the fact that they have to give contraceptives and have to give abortion pills to their employees. We're going to be involved in that. I'm going to be working on a brief in that in the Court of Appeals on some of these cases. We're also looking into the voter situation with the military. We probably are not going to be able to do anything about it prior to this election, but we're going to make sure that something's done about it prior to the next election. We're going to force the federal government to open those offices and to provide more votes to our military. And we're also looking at the getting involved in the lawsuit that has been filed to challenge Obamacare on the basis that it is a tax. If it is a tax, then it was originated in the Senate instead of the House, and that is unconstitutional. So that's, you know, just three of the things we're doing out there. We're working with the Tea Party groups, which are under attack by the federal government because they're trying to take away their 501c3 or C4 tax exemption, and they're demanding that, for example, that they do something that nobody else has to do, turn over their entire membership list and turn over their donor list. We're working with some Tea Party groups and other independent groups on that type of issue. So we have plenty of issues out there. And we've done the Second Amendment work in the past. I've done a lot of work over the years on the Second Amendment because, again, we have Obama who is basically going to try to do the Small Arms Treaty, the U.N. Small Arms Treaty, by what he calls executive action. And this will probably be after the election. Whether he's reelected or not, he's probably going to do this. What he's planning to do is he is going to sign the treaty and let it be enforced by the U.N., and he is not going to bring it to the Senate for ratification, which is required by the Constitution. The Senate has to ratify by two-thirds majority any treaty signed by the President of the United States. And he's going to ignore the Senate or try to and do something called executive action. That's his term. It's not in the Constitution. And so we're going to be heavily involved in that, defending the Second Amendment, if he pulls a stunt like that.
I don't think everybody will give him up. I mean, quite frankly, that's the line that I think everybody will draw on myself. You can tell me all day long that my gun is illegal and some treaty with some, you know, world governing organization is overriding a constitution. You know something? I ain't buying it. I mean, that's going to be the line that they're not going to be able to go past, in my opinion.
I think you're right. And people need to remember that the Supreme Court itself in 1957 ruled that no treaty, even one signed by the president, ratified by the Senate, can supersede the Constitution of the United States.
That's
it
correct.
It cannot override the individual rights protected in the Constitution. Obama doesn't care about that. He's shown his disdain for court orders. But this is something that people need to remember. We have the grounds to defend the Second Amendment rights here. The Supreme Court has twice in the last few years ruled that it is an individual right to keep and bear arms. And we're going to defend that because that's something else that any successful dictatorship, one of the first things they have done has been to disarm the population.
Yes. Absolutely.
We can't allow that.
And the first thing they do after that is they purge everybody.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And to put that, I wouldn't put anything above these guys. I mean, this guy is a very dangerous in conjunction. This is fascism. I mean, basically what we've got is we've got the, the definition of fascism is when you're moving the private debts over to the public treasury, and that's what's been happening with the banks. I believe they're behind almost all of this myself, the Fed and then the big world banking organizations like Goldman Sachs and Bank of America, because that's what the bailouts have been across the board, and they're consolidating the power and putting us all in debt. And, I got a little thing on here, we've been getting nothing on the media. NBC, at this point, in my opinion, stands for nothing but crap.
Yeah, I like that. that's exactly true as far as it. I don't turn on NBC at all anymore.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, even their so-called entertainment programs are full of political propaganda.
Yep.
And have been for years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What do we got? A couple minutes here left?
I think we got about 3 minutes left here.
So if you got anything you want to go over real quick, Michael, feel free. We want to get as much information from you as we possibly can, and we're running out of time.
Well, if people want to find out about what the U.S. Justice Foundation does, they can go to usjf.net and read about the organization and help donate to us, because we do this representation of people for free. And we have a lot of people out there who need representation, a lot more cases that we want to get involved in. And then people can go into my blog, and that's www.michaelconnolly.jigsy.com, because all I do on that blog is write about the Constitution. I write about the things that are being done by the Obama administration and things that are being done at the state and local level. And that's what people need to realize, is we need to fight at all levels of government.
Yep,
that's right.
We're in a war here, whether everybody wants to believe it or not.
Right. I mean, the political correctness movement is run amok. I mean, children are being expelled from school or suspended from school for mentioning the word God, for bringing something to school of a religious nature. And then we have the latest atrocity by the federal government and the Obama administration, and that is that our wounded warriors in the hospitals like Bethesda and Walter Reed, they cannot
have a Bible.
Be given a Bible.
That is insane.
No religious items can be brought in at all. As a matter of fact, they have outlawed priests coming in to dying soldiers and giving them the last rites.
Right. Yeah, I got two words for those guys right now, and these are my two favorite words to give to the government. Pound sand. That's where I'm at. So
well, that's where everybody needs to be.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, I think we're going to run out of time here, Michael. I want to real quickly say thank you so much, sir, for coming on. We'd like to have you back in the future. And with that, I think we're, you know.
I'm going to say, you were born an original. Don't die a copy. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And people out there, please get plugged into these websites and this information and start getting involved out there at your local level. And this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Keep stacking and storing.
KCNR, shouts to Reading.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama and Mitt Romney taking the weekend off the campaign trail to get ready for their first debate Wednesday night in Denver.
We're thrilled to be here. The university has done a terrific job. And we just think this is going to be a first-rate debate.
Peter Ayer with the Commission on Presidential Debates.
It's critical for educating voters and people all over the world about our political system.
This upcoming debate's on domestic policy. There's another with a town hall format, then a third on foreign policy. In his weekly address, President Obama urges Republicans in Congress to act on his plan to help struggling homeowners.
Back in February, I sent Congress a plan to give every responsible homeowner the chance to save about $3,000 a year on their mortgages by refinancing at lower rates. It's a plan that has the support of independent, nonpartisan economists and leaders across the housing industry.
The Republican address from Vernon Parker, running for Congress in Arizona.
We need to stop all the looming tax hikes and develop a